are a container carrying content going to continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that see a need and fix the need and meet the need and provide solution to the need.
The word of God is as fire in your bones. Join Pi Daniel Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living City Church, Victoria Island, Lagos, for another explosive encounter with God's word. Stay blessed.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Waymaker,
hey,
promise keeper, light in the darkness.
That is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. 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 Shalate balade shata. Eladado shata. Ibalade dabe shata dade. Barada de la da da de.
Can you just lift up your hands, worship God? Raise your voice, worship Jesus. Lift up your hands, worship Jesus, worship Jesus. Give me praises, give me praises. Give me praises. Father Lord, that is who you are. Oh. You are covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. You are, you are, you are.
You are, covenant keeping God.
You are, you are, you are, you are, you are. Yahweh covenant keeping God. Yahweh
covenant keeping God.
Yahweh covenant keeping God. You are ideas releasing God. You are idea releasing God. We worship. Lift up your hands, say, Father, thank you. 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 We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praises. We give you glory. We give you praises. We give you glory.
We give you praise.
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 We give you
glory.
We give you praise.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hey, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hey, hey, hey. Glory be to God. You are in the highest. You sit in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hey. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hey. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Somebody scream.
Glory be to God. Hey, hey, hey. Glory be to God. Hey. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hey, 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 hey. Glory be to God. Oh,
you are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. Ogofoluwa. 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 Hey. Ogofoluwa. Hey.
Oluwa. Oh, egbe loke oro. Ewa loke oro. 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 Egbe loke oro. Ewa nibi giga. 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 Egbe loke oro. Nibi giga, egbe loke oro. Ewa nibi giga, egbe loke oro. Ewa nibi giga. Ogo voluwa,
davide davide.
Ogo voluwa, ogo voluwa. Hey, Ogo Voluwa, hey, Ewa nibi giga, Egbe nibi giga, Ewa Egbe nibi giga, Ewa loke oro, Egbe nibi giga, Ewa loke oro. Egbe nibi giga. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Glory be to God. Shabi da bi da da da. Glory be to God. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest.
Worship God. Just give him praise. Just celebrate him. Shout, clap, celebrate him. Give him praises. Give him praises. If you can jump, if you can clap, if you can shout, just give him praise.
Ewa loke oro. Ewa nibi giga. 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 Egbe loke oro. Ewa nibi giga. Egbe loke oro. Ewa nibi giga. Egbe loke oro. Ewa.
Church, can we do that again?
Egbe loke oro. Egbe loke oro. Ewa nibi giga. Egbe loke oro. Ewa nibi giga. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest. You are in the highest. You live in the highest. You are in the highest. You stay in the highest.
Listen.
You are the highest. You stay in the highest. You are the real highest.
You stay in the highest. You are the real highest. Nobody higher than you. You are the real highest. You dwell in the highest. You are the real highest. Hey, highest. Ah, highest. Hey, highest. Ah, highest. Hey, highest. Ah, highest. Hey.
Ogofoluwa. Celebrate Jesus. Just give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Look for someone else. You tell them, welcome to church this morning. Say, you are the son of the highest. You are not low. Say, you are the son of the highest. You are not low. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Are you in church this morning? Somebody said, I'm the son of the highest. I am not the lowest. I am not low. My father is there up high. I am high.
Wait. Some of those guys, they used to take alcohol to be high. Just take the most high to be high. It takes the higher than the highest to be high. I am high. Give your neighbor high five. Tell him I'm high. Say I am high. Can you have your seat like kings and queens in God's presence this morning? Hallelujah. Can we celebrate Jesus? Give God a shout. Hallelujah. This series we're starting this morning is going to end. The second service is a dual series and it's interwoven. So we're going to learn something. I'm going to just take like a few minutes in first service, then complete the series in the second service. So it's a continuation of the first service. Many of you thought I'm going to be talking about money. No. Money is part of the ideas you can get, but it's the least idea you can get. There is something much more than money. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. I'm talking about assessing divine ideas. Assessing divine ideas. Habakkuk chapter 2, starting from verse 1. How many of us believe that God still talks to people? Okay. What, if God spoke to you this morning, raise up your hand. Can you tell me what God told you? Eh? Somebody says it's not possible. God speaks to people every minute. We are the one that is deaf. God always talks to people. We are the one that is not hearing him. If you are sure you hear God continually, raise up your hand. And consistently. Okay. Who can tell me how God speaks to you? Don't tell me what God told you. Just tell me how he speaks to you. Anybody willing to do that? Anybody? Just raise up your hand. I'm just calling you. You know the way God speaks to you. You know. How many of us say, Daniel. If you have any yahoo. Don't hear what I said. Should we understand? Let's leave it there. Anybody willing to tell me how God speaks to you? You are sure you know how God speaks to you? Are you not sure? Okay, how?
Mostly impression. Okay. Impression. Okay, that's good. Any other person? By your thoughts. Your thoughts might be wrong. Okay. There are two ways, because Bible says your thoughts are not my thoughts. So there are two ways to it. Like you dream. And the revelation might be that you dream, Rabbi. Sometimes the devil can give dreams too. I don't really get the fact that God speaks through dreams. God spoke to me through dreams before. Okay, any other person? Anybody I show? Still small voice. Oh, I love that. Any other person? Circumstances. That might not be perfect. God does speak to you through circumstances, but he won't speak to you every time through circumstances. For example, sometimes you have traffic. You say it's Holy Ghost, I doesn't want to go. I lie. Sometimes it's Lagos State government, not Holy Ghost. So you can't use traffic to judge. You get what I'm saying? But sometimes God speaks to you through God. The word, Bible, okay? That's very accurate. The Bible cannot lie. But somebody said God spoke to him through the word. He just opened the Bible. Whatever he tells you to do, do it now. And the next verse, go on, and Judas hang himself. The way God speaks to you is that you just open anywhere. Whatever I see, that's God speaking. Whatever I tell you to do, do it now. Just close the gate. Oh God, what's the next instruction? And Judas hung himself. The Bible is not a mystical book to be conjured. Any other person? True understanding. I need my scripture back now. Clearly and relatably. Like, he just knows what he's talking to you. Okay, when we talk about assessing divine ideas, means assessing divine thought. We are talking about assessing the mind of God. What is a divine idea? A divine idea is God's intention. A divine idea is God's intention to be executed on earth. A divine idea is God's intention to be executed on earth. So every time God is looking for people to give his mind to. And it's not every idea that is money focused or money oriented. So I want to teach us how to assess these divine ideas. How many of us believe that ideas are flying everywhere? Okay, how many of us also know that when God gives an idea, you're not the only one that receives it? The first person that acts is the first person that owns it. Do you observe that some things God has to do, somebody else is doing somewhere? You say, God just told me now. Whereas, he told you at the same time, 1 million persons. The first person to act is the person that owns it. No, there's something to say, I just got, you didn't read it anywhere. You just heard it in your mind. And you just went online and you saw it. Has anybody like that before? So because the divine thoughts are for sons, not for a son. So oftentimes God speaks to his sons. Because Bible says to us that God told Elijah that there are how many ones? I've not battled about 7,000 prophets. So God cannot allow his plan to be wasted. So if God speaks to you, and you are not acting, somebody has already had the same thing that is acting on it. Sometimes God gave you a title of a book to write. You just go to the market, you see the book. And guess what? You didn't hear from anywhere. And that's why I say, there is no new move. It's a continuation of a former move. There is no new thing. Everybody is a continuation and a modification of everything that have existed before. Is it ministry you want to start? Didn't Peter do ministry? Is there any ministry that can be found in the scripture? No ministry. Meaning, it has existed before. Can you go back to the scripture? Show me back to the scripture. So, how do I assess divine thought? Can we together about Habakkuk chapter 2? I don't want the message version. I want KJV. Can we together about to go?
set me upon the tower, and I will what? I will watch to see. Pause. Read it again. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will do what? To do what? What is what? What is wrong in this statement? Normally, it's supposed to be, and I will wait to hear what he will say. Or I will watch to see what he will show me. But the scripture is saying that I will watch to see what he will say. It starts by saying, I will wait to watch to see what he says. I will do what? Wait to do what? To watch so that I can see what he will do what? Say. So meaning, the focus is waiting. What happened next after you have waited? You watch. What happened next? You see. What happened next? What are you actually seeing? What he's saying? So in the agenda of God, we don't hear, we see. So meaning, anything you can't see is not from God. So if God speaks to you, it comes as an image. It comes in pictures. So any idea you don't see yourself in it is not from God. Because when it comes to the things of the Spirit, you have to see it. As soon as he's saying it, you see it. Let me ask you a question. When someone talks to you and you don't, when you understand what he's saying, say, I see. I see. He's talking. What are you saying? Understanding means seeing. So to understand means to see. So we don't see with the eyes, we see with the eyes of the mind, eyes of the spirit. So we comprehend. That's why some people are blind, yet they can see. This man that owns, is it Disneyland? I forgot. The man planned the whole thing, wrote the design, did everything, and he died. So on the day of the commissioning, the person now saying the statement now said that it's so painful that the person that wrote, that did this plan, did not live to see it. I said, excuse me, he saw it before all of you. You are acting on what he has seen. You are only acting on what? On what he has seen. So, until you see what God says, you are nowhere. So, how do I get to see what God is saying? Number one is what? I will wait. So, if you can't wait, you are on your ways to waste. If you can't wait, you are on your way to wastage. So, the idea that is going to come from God does not come in a rush. It comes to those who wait. No wonder the scripture says, those that do what? Wait upon the Lord. Today's believers want to run. We want to hear it, move with it, and run with it. But we have to learn to wait. We have to consciously sit down. Today we are believers on the go. Any divine idea that will transform you is all about waiting. So you must understand the principle of waiting. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Meaning their strength is getting weak. So if the strength does not need to be renewed, you don't need to wait. Anytime you are blank of ideas, what should you do? Go and wait. Anytime you don't know what to do, go and do what? Go and wait. Because in waiting is when you can watch to see. Somebody say, Pastor, how do I wait? How do I wait? How do I wait? Because the idea we are treating second service is by converting that idea. You can't convert what you have not waited to receive. And guess what? What are we converting? It is in the process of waiting that he will teach you how to convert it. God is in the business of teaching us what to do. In the second service, I'm going to be teaching us how to wait. When we wait, what do we do to get? In case we get, how do we convert it to wealth? And the Lord will give us understanding. In the name of Jesus. Can you bow down your heads this morning and just speak to God? Say, Father, I've come to church for genuine ideas. Release something. Release something. Release something. Release something. Release something. Release something. Cannot just come with the offering basket so we can just close this for service. Now God, I want to receive an idea. I want to receive something that will change my story. I want to receive something special this morning. I want to receive something tangible this morning. I want to receive something important this morning. I want to receive something that can transform my life this morning. Something new. Something deep. Something deep. Something not normal. Because this morning, God will throw ideas into your mind. God will throw something new in your mind. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Look at me. As you package your offering, your tithe this morning, one major idea that is divine idea is where to stay. Many of us are confused about location. After school, where do I go to? Have anybody asked that question before? Is it divine idea? There is always something for you in your place. What is the idea? In your place, there is a place for you to stay. So it takes understanding divine idea. Pastor Dela will share with us because why he left his first job, his job that he's doing, to where he is now. The money may not be equal. But why? There is a place for you. In your place. And it starts with a divine idea. Leave your job. It's a painful idea. Right? How will you leave a city to a village? Divine idea. Well, guess what? In that village is the mystery of your wealth. Rise up on your feet. Package your tithe. And speak to God. Father, this morning, I refuse to be bankrupt of divine ideas. I refuse to be bankrupt of divine ideas. In the name of Jesus. Everybody rise up on your feet. Everybody rise up on your feet. Everybody please rise up on your feet. Speak to God this morning. I refuse to be bankrupt of divine ideas. Can you just pass around the offering basket? Pray in tongues as you drop that offering. If you are dropping your tithe, please do that. And tell God, I refuse to be bankrupt. I will know what to do. I will know what to do. Can you speak in the Holy Ghost this morning? As you drop that offering, it's not every time you dance to give offering. Sometimes you speak to God and you're dropping the offering. Oh God, I refuse to be confused about what to do in life. Please pass around the offering basket. I refuse to be back out of fire. I know what to do.
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms @danielolawande. Stay blessed.